number of unknowns for us right now with regards to, health authority restrictions that might happen here in the province. Obviously, the big one for the two teams we have is, what's going to happen with the Canada-U.S. border. Although there's still a number of things that we still need to find out, obviously the league, in its wisdom with the teams, the other teams, the other, 26 teams that are there, have to move forward, and we'll have to react to whatever restrictions are put in place once we know them.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, the league does have to move forward, and they did still play at a bit of a reduced capacity this year. But how might the league look different when it does return next year?
Well, I guess it's all provincial requirements, I guess, for the two teams in Canada, and state requirements for the teams in the U.S. I mean, as you just said, Ben, there are teams that are playing right now. There are 13 teams playing right now. Some of them are playing, to 50% capacity. Some of them are playing even higher. It depends on their own state guidelines. So that's a $1 million question for all of us as we move forward. And, as we met as a board, we have to put the schedule out, and then all of us individually will have to react to whatever guidelines are put in place. And then obviously, us being here, we'll obviously adhere to whatever guidelines that people think are safe for our city and for our province.
Right, and speaking now of the schedule, there'll be more Sunday and weekend games this year, hopefully.
Yeah, we had, based on our fan feedback, we increased the number of Sunday afternoon games. We didn't have I don't think we had one scheduled for last year, though last year seems like about 10 years ago, to be quite honest with you. But, so when we did our fan feedback, a lot of families said that, they couldn't get down there on a Friday night and Saturday night, so we penciled in 7 Sunday home games to start all at 4:00, and we think it's going to be perfect for families who, for whatever reason, can't get down or too busy to get down for a Friday night and a Saturday night. So 7 Sunday games, so it should be a good addition to our schedule.
Yeah, and also a bit of a busier schedule once we head into the new year as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the league actually started late this year. That's one of the reasons why you're a little bit busier in January and February and March. We normally start, around October 9th or 10th. We don't start till the 22nd. So a lot of games compacted after Christmas. But as you know, once we get into our schedule, October, November, a lot of those games in January, February, March become pretty attractive. So I don't think there's too many of our teams that are complaining that we got more games in January, February, March, and April than we do in October, November.
We're speaking with Newfoundland Growlers President Glenn Stanford. And Glenn, I know we're still a ways out here, but how different might the Growlers roster look this season? Because there's always quite a bit of season-to-season turnover in the ECHL, but are you confident you might be able to bring back some of those fan favorites?
Yeah, we think so. We have our coach Snowy's working on that, as we speak, and we contact we're in weekly contact with John on our roster, and obviously with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And as you just said, we're not quite sure, who we will get from Toronto. As you know, that's a whole domino effect that takes place with the NHL and who gets to the AHL and then who comes down to the ECHL. But as we said in previous years, and I think it's been shown that we will have a competitive team. Toronto ensures that we get a number of players that come through their system, and John is working constantly on picking up some other ECHL players. And obviously, we know who the fan favorites are here and where they are now, and making every attempt to bring the crew back into the fold for next season.
Yeah, and are you aiming to have that local presence on the team again? Because dating back to the inaugural season, head coach at the time, Ryan Close, said, yeah, we'd love to have local presence on the team, but we're not going to do it just for the sake of having that local presence. Then it turned out that, the likes of Zach O'Brien, Marcus Power, James Malindi, and even Adam Party in that first season were just standouts. But are you aiming to try to have that presence again if possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've said that from day one, but as you just said, you've got to be fair to the team, and more importantly, you got to be fair to the player, to making sure that you're just not bringing somebody in because he's a local boy and can't compete or can't do well at this level. Obviously, that was certainly not the case when we bought in the names that you just mentioned. They were big contributors to our team, but we have an eye on a couple of people here, a couple of local guys that we think can make a difference. additions and can be strong additions to our team. So yes, and, you know, anytime we can get a new Flander to play in our team and play here at home, we're very much interested in that.
And again, Glenn, still a ways away, but how exciting is it just to see the wheels in motion and a schedule set for next season?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is for our staff. Our staff have been working hard over the last number of months to put game operations in play and season tickets and season ticket packages and various game packages. So they've been working really hard over the winter time. So all we can do, Ben, is move forward, assuming things are going to be the same, and then as we did in the past, just react to whatever's put in front of us. So we can't do anything other than that. So, but certainly for our crew up on that traffic-infested Kenmon Road that you mentioned earlier, we're pretty excited. Our crew is our group is very excited and working hard, and hopefully we can open this up in the fall and get back to normal.
Newfoundland Growlers President Glenn Stanford, thanks for this.
Okay, appreciate it. Have a great day.